back, everybody. It's always very, very emotional to see something, you know, that you're all in Poland. And yesterday, every year on the Yad Vashem for the Yom HaShoah, and I'm going to ask the rabbis to please make sure that next year bring all the kids, because it gives me energy and prepares me for next year. I'm going to share with you a couple of pictures that I had the honor of people coming to me after the event, Bibi and his wife and the mayor of Yerushalayim, you know. It's a wonderful feeling to be part of something that I call history, okay? We are part of history. In case you don't know your history, I think now is the time to really start from Bereshis, to start beginning how we got here. I'm always amazed that I'm able to do what I do, and I have the energy and the will to do it, okay? And it's really thanks to you, because you're part of it, okay? And I really want every one of you to really look at this thing over and over again, see where you were, because it's impossible to fathom that much material in your brain in a short time, okay? It should take you probably a couple of months and maybe even a year. Don't be embarrassed. Just continue doing it, continue looking at it, and remind you where you were, and the thing that I asked you to make sure that not only your children will know that you met a Holocaust survivor live and well at age of 88, okay, but your grandchildren, because they will never meet the survivor, okay? Last night, I saw people 93, 96, and 106, okay? For me, it was very emotional to be able to see them. There was one man that survived in the forest for 2 years like an animal, climbing trees, okay? Because he was shot, and they didn't want to take him with him because he would slow down the people running away from the ghettos, you know. So they left him there, and he survived. He's 106 years old. It's amazing, okay? So I'm glad I can share it with you, and I'm very, very happy that every one of you is going to be in touch with me, email me, send me this particular thing, because I share this with everybody, okay? To me, my whole life is sharing, okay? I'm here because I fell in love with your dean. I call him, for me, he's a very special individual, okay? Rabbi Olshan, if not for him, I wouldn't be here, okay? My grandson was here, graduated, thank you, goodbye. I have many other things, but I feel very, very privileged to come here and make sure that I get here before I leave, okay, and share with you my feelings, because they're very, they don't come every day. It's not written in the books, and it's not written in the movies, okay? This is an experience that I want you to share with every one of your family, with everyone that you come across, and tell them that you were privileged to be in an area that really, I tell you something, every time I look at those scenes, I've been there a few times, and it's just heartbreaking to see where we were, but at the same time, I'm stronger, I'm better, and I can honestly tell you today I went through hell, but because of going through hell, I found Hashem much closer to me, and I hope every one of you will have Hashem next to you like he's with me. And I can tell you over and over again many different stories that everywhere I went, he was there with me. So yesterday, getting into Yad Vashem, it's not easy. Security, control, and everybody needs tickets, and everybody gets that. They were very nice to me, and they gave me 5 seats. Commander Leibowitz doesn't take 5 seats. I took 16 seats, okay? All right? So that shows you, and I can get every one of you in there, okay? I said, open the door. Moses is here. Moshe Rabbeinu is up there, but I'm here, okay? Open the door. I did this the first time on the Russian border 50-some-odd years ago. I went to see because I have two brothers in the Bet HaKvarot in my hometown. And there was a line, a very small line, 4.5 miles. I said to the guy, go right on the, I don't care about that, because you can't go on the road. Go on the side of the road. Get as close as you can. I came in, I said, the captain, I told him who I am. Moses, open the door. All the trucks. He gave him a scream. Everything opened up. I went right through. So what Hashem sends me, and I tell you, I it's not me, it's not alone. I took it very, very seriously when I became a shaliach of Hashem. And I am very, very pleased and happy that I'm able to do what I do. And I want every one of you, seriously, look back where you were. Take it very, very seriously, because you're part of history that your kids and grandkids will never even hear about, okay? And hopefully, we just had a conversation, short conversation with Landau. I'm going to be talking to him. He was the biggest shock, the Kabbalah Shabbat. I said to the Baruch Shalom, why don't you send Mashiach now? How much more can you possibly expect that everybody who's here, that Kabbalah Shabbat was unusual? Even the girls and the boys, everybody was such a hitlah, with such a tremendous amount of excitement that I felt that I could bring down the angels at least, you know. But I guess they were mostly busy with something else, so they let us alone, okay? But again, I thank you all. Be in touch with me, email me. You have anything, my ocean is here. And whatever you need, I'm here for you. Thank you again. All the best.